There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Major win in Ohio. More abortions than ever. Supreme Court dealing with Texas law. And the worst air pollution is all in one continent. It's all coming up, then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, a huge win for Trump MAGA conservatives in Ohio for the Ohio Senate primary. The average of all the polls on Tuesday was a tie, 26.4 and 26.3 between Bernie Moreno, the Trump-endorsed candidate, and Matt Dolan, the Rhino establishment Republican. So it was a tie. But in the end, Bernie won by 18 points. It wasn't even close. So that polling needs to be recalibrated. They were off by 18. The current senator is Sherrod Brown, a Democrat in a state that when Brown was first elected was solidly blue. And now Trump won by 8 points. The other senator's J.D. Vance, for reference sake. I predicted after Roe v. Wade was overturned that there would actually be more abortions as a result, because these states that love abortion would find a way to make it happen. Alas, chemical abortions are now 63% of all abortions in the United States. In the year 2000, it was 0%. In 2008, it was 17%. In 2020, it was 53% of all abortions, now 63%, so on the rise. There's a Supreme Court case in front of them right now about this very topic. In 2023, there were 1,026,000 known abortions, a 10% increase from 2020. The Supreme Court decided that they will not block a Texas immigration law from going into effect. So they kicked it down to the Fifth Circuit. And just hours later, the Fifth Circuit said, yeah, we're going to block it. So the Texas law was in effect for like 2 hours, and now it's back not in effect. The Fifth Circuit will rule, and then we'll go back up to the Supreme Court. The feds claim that we have supremacy over anything related to immigration. And the state of Texas says, well, you're not doing it. And this is an invasion, which in the Constitution then gives us the ability to deal with this issue. Of the 100 cities around the world with the worst air pollution, all of them are in Asia. 83 are in India, and all of them exceed the World Health Organization's air quality guideline by more than 10 times. The country with the worst air pollution is Bangladesh, then Pakistan, and then India. India doesn't have the worst air pollution. Bangladesh does, but India is very big. 96% of their population, 1.3 billion people, it's three times the size of America, live with air quality seven times higher than WHO guidelines. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly. He has your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, so things are now officially out of control in the corporate media. As you may have heard, Donald Trump told a rally that the USA would experience a, quote, bloodbath economically if he is not elected president in November. Predictably, the dishonest press portrayed the bloodbath comment as Trump calling for violence. Even when the deceit was exposed, CNN put up a banner on the screen saying Trump says he wasn't calling for violence. No, CNN, he obviously did not espouse violent behavior, and you pinheads know that, but don't care. On the No Spin News, my television broadcast, I said that the corporate media goes after Biden in the same way sometimes. And I'll report that as well. Presto, Fox News commentators claim the president is, quote, screaming and cursing at his staff because his poll numbers are low. Apparently, an anonymous report says that. So FNC gave it credibility. Not right. There is no source attached to that story. Hidden people are not legitimate. The entire media landscape is a land of Oz these days, full of mental munchkins and flying monkeys. And you can quote me. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Charles. Donald Trump's use of the word bloodshed is regrettable. His lack of discipline opens him up to attack by his enemies who purposely mischaracterize his positions. Unfortunately, he will not change, and this will cost him votes. I'm not going to disagree with that, but I mean, if he wants to say the economy is going to be bloodshed, I don't see anything wrong with that. He said other things that I do see wrong, but not that. Sheila Pachone, Saginaw, Michigan. Just tell us, O'Reilly, what Biden does do. Why waste time on what he doesn't do? Well, that would be a short segment if I tell you just what he does do. Diana Grilliott, Parker City, Indiana. I like the information you have on the president's schedule. Remember, yesterday I asked you, you want me to dump the schedule or not? Write me. I got a whole bunch of letters. Lisa DeCrescente, Jemmel, California. Please stop reporting on Biden's schedule. Definitely a waste of time. Ted Shields, Alpharetta, Georgia. Please continue to report on how little of the people's business Biden does each day. Our Democratic friends do not believe this when I tell them. It's nice to show them the schedule. Okay, so 3-1, the mail ran in favor of continuing the Biden schedule, which we will do. Gil Garcia, Sierra Vista, Arizona. Hey, Bill, do you think 20 years from now, when Donald Trump is just a part of history, will the news networks go back to being fair and balanced? I do not. Too easy to make money the other way. You don't have to do investigating. You don't have to have competent people. You don't have to have any standards. You just tell the folks what they want to hear. I don't think they're ever going back. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 20 years ago today, six American soldiers were charged with torturing captives held in Iraq. The media frenzy changed public opinion about the war on terror and damaged the USA's reputation. Here is the story of Abu Ghraib. Under Saddam Hussein, the military prison was the most notorious jail on the planet. It was the site of daily executions, torture, horrendous living conditions. Many prisoners were political dissidents or religious minorities inside Iraq. After Saddam was deposed, the Pentagon took control of Abu Ghraib. Beginning in November 2003, reports emerged about the mistreatment of prisoners held in American custody. In early 2004, 60 Minutes aired a scathing exposé featuring photographs of naked inmates being beaten, electrocuted, and mocked by U.S. troops. The Department of Defense eventually admitted several soldiers had committed egregious human rights violations. 1 week later, President George W. Bush issued a public apology saying, quote, "The United States is sorry for the humiliation suffered by the Iraqi prisoners and the humiliation suffered by their families. This does not represent the true heart of America," unquote. The Senate Armed Services Committee then launched its own investigation. In total, 11 soldiers were convicted of wrongdoing, most for dereliction of duty. Five senior officers were demoted or resigned. The incident started a national discussion about the legal rights of terrorist suspects. It also exposed the existence of so-called black sites, a network of overseas prisons controlled by the CIA. And here's something else you might not know. The scandal permanently shattered the public support for the war in Iraq. Before CBS News broke the Abu Ghraib story, 4 out of 5 Americans backed the invasion. Afterward, that figure eventually fell to just 28%. And in totality, it besmirched the Bush administration so much that he is going down in history as a mediocre president. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.